This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
So good morning. It's wonderful to see all of you. Forgive my rushing in at the last minute, but as most of you know, we just had our annual parish meeting, and there is a meeting of the vestry immediately following that to do some very quick work. So we had to take care of that. All is in order, and so now we can continue with our work together in worship. As members of the parish, it is important for you to be here on the first Sunday in January, because it is our annual parish meeting. It's when we talk about the state of the church. We hear various reports. We elect vestry members and diocesan representation. If you're a visitor, today is also an important day for you to be at church, because it's a chance for you to be exposed to some of the values and ministry initiatives at this wonderful parish. So either way, I'm glad you're here. Austin is on the move. 2018 has seen the skyline peppered with new construction cranes and innovative architecture. Sadly, we've also lost a few of our icons, Hills Cafe, Threadgills, and Frank and Angie's, just to name a few. All of this indicates a vibrant, growing city accompanied by excitement and inevitable growing pains. All the while, St. David's has been rocking right along, offering our welcome of inclusive place of worship, formation, fellowship, outreach, and ministry in this ever-changing city. Annual reports always run the risk of sounding like a laundry list. And honestly, who wants to hear anybody read their laundry list? That's just kind of boring. But there's just something about the annual year when we think about all the different things that have happened that actually help us see just how far our reach extends and how deeply ingrained in the city of Austin we actually are. It also reflects the impact that Austin's growth has on us as a congregation. Getting downtown is more and more challenging, as you know, especially if you're trying to get here for a weekday activity sometime between 5 and 8 o'clock in the evening, or on any given Sunday, depending on who's decided they want to run 26 miles that Sunday morning with a large group of their friends. And people, yet, you keep showing up. You keep on making it. You keep working your way through all that traffic and all the challenges, and here you are. And nonetheless, though, 2019 and after will invite us to consider more and more creative ways to enhance Christian community without people having to necessarily be on this property all the time. 2018 began with some anticipated big events. Here are just a few of them. Hosting General Convention of the Episcopal Church, expanding and creating new liturgical offerings, expanding work of the Parish Initiative, which is our work in the 78701 zip code, and living into a balanced budget, expanding our formation offerings, and adjusting to an outside company managing our parking garage. We met these opportunities with joy, with a high sense of energy and enthusiasm that I have grown to expect at St. David's. General Convention, well, it was a whirlwind. There were, every space at St. David's was filled to capacity every single day of General Convention. And then they were met by our incredibly gracious hospitality staff and all of our volunteers who made their experience here at St. David's welcoming and warm. And then there were 1,000 volunteers required to run General Convention, and over 10% of them came from St. David's. So I'm really proud of that. You've given me bragging rights every time I'm in the room with other priests for the rest of the year. Get to say, yeah, but we had 10% of the volunteers. I got lost. I got distracted making a wisecrack. The changes, then we also, we made some changes to this particular liturgy, as you know, and those changes are continuing to grow and mature with the new musical style and the new way we're doing this. And our 1120 service that we have begun in Bethel Hall is also growing as well. And then the new liturgy that we designed called the Open Table that meets one Wednesday a month is reaching a whole new population, with half of that congregation participating for the first time in the life of St. David's. That's all good. And then through the results of the renewal work process, we committed ourselves to deepening our focus on discipleship. We built it on the presiding bishop's rule of life called the way of love, and we developed and implemented our own, the way of discipleship, this fall. And we've led 8 groups through it, about 100 folks who have gone through that. In 2019, we'll see more groups, and the program staff and vestry will use this tool to articulate this identity for a parish together in March. Also, we've gotten some good news financially. We're in a much stronger position. We're living well into a balanced budget for the first time in a while, and that feels good to everybody. We can kind of take a deep breath, and we're even beginning to build a bit of a cash reserve. 2019 promises to see us moving into an even stronger position thanks to your generosity, benefits from the external management of the parking garage, and the strong leadership and discipline of our staff and vestry. Our ministries, Trinity Center, the Day School, and Next to New all grew and expanded in 2018. The school made the transition to full-time, year-round services in the summer, and it has continued to grow ever since. And so we have new visitors almost every day to see the Day School. In the fall, we launched our capital campaign with a goal of $5 million. And remember that we picked that $5 million based on what we thought we could raise, not on what we need. Obviously, this old church could use a lot more than that in love and support and foundation work and above the ceiling and all the things that we want to do. And we're doing really well. As the end of 2018, we were very close to our goal. We're at about 91% of that goal now. And today is the end gathering for that, so we hope to hit our goal by the end of this week, perhaps. But it is good. The work of 2018 also found us addressing and fulfilling many of the goals that we set out in our white paper, which was our strategic initiatives. It's the way we laid them out, and the idea was that we would have these 8 areas of ministry, and we would be able to continue to add things and take things away as we accomplish them. We did well at taking things away that we accomplished, but we didn't add much, and so we are instead... I'm going to rethink about our strategic work for the years to come shortly. This will be more focus on the parish initiative, formation, worship, outreach, and articulating our next steps in ministry. Just so you'll know, 2018, a lot of my personal time and work was spent helping out the diocese. I was the chair of the search committee for our bishop suffragan, and we have 3 fantastic candidates for that position, and we will elect a new bishop in the middle of February, and that person will be housed here in Austin, and we're looking forward to that. And that will be the culmination of a lot of work for myself and a dozen other people who are on that committee. And there it is. This is what I feared. This is a long laundry list, and laundry lists are boring, and they don't reflect anything about the energy that exists in this incredible parish. One of the things I left off the laundry list, but it's very important, is Katie Wright is coming up this summer, and she will have her sabbatical. She has earned this as a time of restoration that the diocese puts in every clergy contract every 6 years or so, and she is long overdue, and so we're very excited about this for her. We look forward to this time of restoration in her life. And she will continue to be paid and have her benefits here at the church. The diocese provides a small grant, but we will also give you an opportunity to support that financially if you would like to help her with her work that she's going to do. So the epistle lesson from 1 Corinthians assigned for today is actually kind of helpful for what we're doing right now. The metaphor of the church as a human body has resonated strongly throughout history. The human body is a powerful metaphor about how we at St. David's all work together to make something bigger happen. The laundry list of meaningful ministry at St. David's is long, and it is no challenge to think of us as one body. The few things that I highlighted are just a few of the things. The list goes on and on and on. I didn't mention the vast majority of the things that we actually do. Worship, music, outreach, pastoral care, hospitality, formation, education, small group ministries by the dozen, administration, care for our facilities and grounds, prayer, support groups, on and on the list goes. Our eyes and ears and hands and feet and heart and lungs and maybe even a bile duct or two, I don't know, in the life of this congregation. It is the way that the Holy Spirit works among us to bring the kingdom of God to fruition. I am particularly proud to be a part of the body of Christ here at St. David's. I am grateful to each of you for the countless hours you spend in prayer, worship, and service at St. David's and in the world around us. I am deeply grateful and moved by our staff who pour themselves out for the work of God here at St. David's and in Austin. And I am personally grateful to have the good fortune of being your rector. And I thank you. I thank you all for all that you do to make St. David's such a vitally important part of the kingdom of God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.